welcome to your Tuesday. If you're just tuning in, 12 minutes past 7, and this is your local station, live from the heart of Balito. It's Radio Life and Style. And as the month of April rolls on, if you're the kind of person that likes to mark your calendar and make sure that you're celebrating all the special days that could possibly crop up, well, tomorrow is a big one for nature lovers, for eco-warriors, and for inhabitants of planet Earth at large, because it's Earth Day, International World Earth Day. And in the studio with me right now, Glenda Thompson from Get You Noticed has brought in a couple of really on-point guests for our special Earth Day pre-focused interview. Glenda, happy Tuesday. How are you doing today?
Oh, Mike, I'm doing so well, and it's so good to see you back on the radio. Yay for Mike back on the radio.
Happy day.
Happy day, and a happy Earth Day tomorrow. Very excited to have Lindy here. She's been doing the most unbelievable work helping our little wildlife, the mammals and birds in this area, and I'm so excited to have her here. But, yeah, so just telling the audience that tomorrow is World Earth Day, and it's something that you need to be aware of, is that we've got all these incredible developments taking place on the North Coast, and the little animals are being compromised with all the earth moving, etc. So Lindy's there to help them and rescue them, and we'd like the public to know that they need to play their part as well. So thanks so much, Mike.
Well, thank you, Glenda. And welcoming to the microphone, Lindy Elms, no stranger to the Radio Life and Style studio, but it's been a while since I've had you on the show, and it's great to have you back, Lindy. Happy Tuesday to you. How are you doing?
Thank you. Morning, Mark. Morning, everybody. Lovely to be back, and thank you for having us.
Great to have you, and you're in good company because you've got backup in the form of Gina G, who is well known and loved as a personal trainer and a kind of an ambassador for a fit and active lifestyle that this part of the world is known for. Gina, welcome to you on a fresh Tuesday. How are you doing?
Morning, Mark. Thank you. I'm doing really well, thank you, and thank you for having us.
Well, we're going to talk about your special connection to the cause in a second, but just to throw a spotlight on your mission, Lindy, as the founder of an organization, a non-profit organization called Wildlife Rescue. What is Wildlife Rescue all about? Why did you found it, and what is the need?
So, Mark, again, we are first responders. We're first on the scene to any wildlife that people can't handle. We go out, we stabilize the animal, get it to the vet, treat, hold, and release if possible. Otherwise, it'll go up to the preferred rehab center for that species. Our preferred center is Crow. We work closely with them in a depot for Crow.
Amazing. It's a huge logistical undertaking, and it's something that has been a calling on your heart and since you've spearheaded this thing. I mean, it started kind of informally, right? It was really just you and yeah. And a few boxes and the rescue cages, and it's now evolved. How long have you been rescuing animals?
So I've been rescuing for about 7 years, but I've had my own NPC for the last year and a half. And Dave, sorry, Mark, in the last year and a half, our statistics have shown what we'd like to bring to attention is the amount of people that are not looking after our wildlife in this area. Through motor vehicle accidents, we've had 173 killed on our roads that we know of, that we've dealt with, and 31 shots that we know of as well. And also, if we do get an animal that's been killed on the road and we x-ray for breaks, there's pellets in them. So the shootings are those are for the fatalities that we've had, but most monkeys around have got pellets in them that are just lodged in the muscle. And yeah.
And that's just that you're encountering that, I mean, constantly. And the net that you cast is wide. I mean, you don't just specifically focus on any particular type of wildlife, but if there's a call, if there's an injured animal, if someone reports something, you're out there looking for it. I just quickly gone onto Instagram and had a look at your latest post where you're holding the paw of a wounded animal, and the caption really touched me. It says, you know, we don't just rescue animals. We cradle broken bodies. We hold fear in our hands. We carry stories of pain, of cruelty, of trauma that no innocent being should endure. Behind every rescue is a race against time, against wounds, dehydration, starvation, roads, snares, and sometimes even bullets. We don't clock out, we don't have holidays, our hearts break often, but we keep showing up because for this little life, we might be the only chance it has. And to, all the animal lovers out there know that every donation, every share, every kind word helps us hold on a little longer and keeps us fighting for the voiceless, because they can't ask for help, but we can. You can, Lindy. And this is the mission, the wildlife rescue. You've got good people on the North Coast who have partnered, who have gotten behind you. Gina G, now I want to rope you in because you are embarking on a sort of a new chapter as an ambassador and a sponsored runner for wildlife rescue, putting it on the map in a bigger way. Let's talk about that connection. How did this come about?
Well, I was very honored, and I've always been very good friends with Lindy. She used to actually be a client of mine years ago before personal training. And we've always had a very good friendship and connection. And of recent, Lindy came up with this wonderful idea of me running for wildlife, because I actually am a runner as well, additional to what I do. And I entrust and believe in Lindy so much with regards to all the work, the amazing work she does for wildlife rescue and what she's created. And I mean, I've seen the hours that she's spent, and I just really am inspired by her, actually. And so, yeah, she offered this to me and said to me, this is what we want to do. Are you on board? And I'm like, 110%, I'm there. It's for an amazing cause. And so, yeah, I'm going to be running for wildlife rescue. And every step is for all those injured wildlife animals out there. And I just want to support and, you know, give my all to this organization, because not only myself, but I mean, I can speak on behalf of everybody else. Just really believe in Lindy and what she does and her organization, and I'm truly, truly honored.
This is amazing. Now, I believe you're taking your running journey to a new level.
Yes.
Because you're tackling a distance that for many people is like a bridge too far, a full marathon. I mean, from what I've heard, you're a phenomenal half marathon runner. Did you just win your last 21K? Did I get that right?
Yes, I did. Was actually unbeknown to me.
Really?
I basically got an email to just say that, yeah, hey, I came first in my category.
By the way.
Yeah, so I was very honored and quite taken back. But, I have now decided that I'm going to be doing a full marathon. It will be my first one. And in taking that decision, a part of that decision has been wildlife rescue has inspired me to do the extra miles.
Well, so here you go. So
there
I go. 42 kilometers.
Yes.
And that's coming up on the 3rd of May, your race,
That's correct, yes.
So you'll be running for the orange and black, for the wildlife rescue.
Yes.
And for anyone listening who wants to follow along, who wants to support, and who wants to find out more about wildlife rescue, Lindy, what's the best portal to point people to keep tabs on all that's going on, and also just to find out how they can, in their own way, support and contribute?
So, Mark, we have got a Facebook page. We do we post very often on our Facebook page. We don't get all the gory stuff and the exciting stuff, because on a rescue, you don't always have your phone in hand. Yeah. Well, don't ever. So unless I've got somebody with me, I miss all of those. But our Facebook page, our phone number's on there. We've also, Gina, got a Facebook page, Gina G Runs for the Wild, Running for the Wild. And there will be a Backer Buddy link on that page to donate.
Brilliant. So you can get behind the mission, even if you can't be out there yourself, alongside Gina G, putting in.
I'm trying to get her there. We're going to get her there.
No chance.
Lindy burns enough calories. Just
I know. I was just about to say, I think she does enough mileage through the day.
So you're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style, just ahead of Earth Day tomorrow. And if you have a soft spot for the wild creatures that inhabit our KZN North Coast, and to want to make sure that we can continue to call this place home to such phenomenal biodiversity, then this is an organization that I strongly urge you to get behind, to like, to follow, and to contribute towards if you're able to, because we're all the better for it as a community and as a place that calls itself a proudly South African lover of all things wild.
So Mike, can I just add that we are opening a facility. We're in the process of opening. We have got, we've started the process, and that's also where the funding will be going, not just to cover our rescue costs, but and our vet bills and our medication, but also to start the facility, a stabilization facility that we can even further our work that we do. In the last 18 months, we've done assisted over 700 animals in our organization, and that's just wildlife.
The impact is immense.
Massive. And we need people to slow down on the roads and to start looking after what we have got. We should be really grateful for the animals that are in our area and just be a little bit more vigilant, and especially slow down on the roads and just know that there is wildlife out there that we need to protect.
You're getting the message here on a Tuesday morning. If you have your smartphone at hand, or if you're at your desk, on Facebook, search for Wildlife Rescue Belita, and you'll see the paw print pop up. That's the Wildlife Rescue page you want to be following. And Gina G, one more time, what's the page that we can follow you on, and where we'll find that Backer Buddy link?
It's Gina G, Running Wild.
Running for the Wild.
Running for the Wild.
Here we go.
Sorry.
We got it. And
I'm on so many different pages. I'm trying to keep up here.
Well, you're on the radio now, and we'll be getting you back again for, I think we'll need a post-run debrief and maybe a little reminder before your big day as well. What do you say?
Yes, that'd be great.
Definitely.
You're getting it. Thank you for your time this morning, ladies, and for the amazing work that you're doing, Lindy, and that you're going to be putting in on the race day, Gina.
I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
You will be very welcome back here on Radio Life and Style for another chat again real soon. And for now, bringing you back to the music.